Israel takes out, mocks Hamas intel chiefs, looks like our intel was better. By Joel B. Polak on May 12, 2021. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, targeted senior intelligence and counterintelligence officers from the Palestinian Hamas terrorist group on Tuesday. Adding in a post on Twitter, looks like our intel was better. Palestinian rocket attacks against Israeli civilians continued into Wednesday, with Hamas firing an anti-tank missile at a jeep driving on a road in Israel, killing one and injuring three Israelis. Several Israeli Arab citizens are among the dead in the Palestinian terror attacks, which do not distinguish between Jews and Arabs. In response, Israel is targeting Hamas infrastructure and leadership in Gaza. The Times of Israel reported Wednesday. The Shin Bet Security Service identifies four top Hamas commanders who were killed in its joint operation with the Israel Defense Forces, along with two others who were killed in an earlier strike on a Hamas base. Bassem Issa, the commander of Hamas's Gaza City Brigade. Jamat Hella, the head of its cyber command and responsible for improving the accuracy of the group's rockets. Jamal Zabita, the head of research and special projects in its munitions productions department. And Hazem Hadab, Hamas's chief engineer in its munitions department, were all killed in the strikes, the Shin Bet says. According to the security service, Sami Radwan, who leads Hamas's technical intelligence department, and Walid Smali, who was in charge of industrial equipment for the group's weapons production department, were also killed in earlier attacks on Hamas sites. Israel has extended emergency restrictions for the southern portion of the country for 2 weeks. The Times reports, suggesting that the Israeli government is anticipating a longer conflict. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.